Exclusive, Jean Hamilton, leftist lawfare will be enabled by woke AI. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 21, 2026. Jean Hamilton, the president and co-founder of America First Legal, warned on the Alex Marlow show that conservatives need to prepare for lawfare that is enabled by woke AI in the future. One of the things that we have to prepare ourselves for in the future is lawfare that is enabled by woke AI, Hamilton said during Monday's episode of The Alex Marlow Show. Watch below. Hamilton warned this technology could eventually produce an environment that creates rights of action or creates liabilities or does other things that will be used against the president and the president's supporters. Moms and dads who just want to raise their kids without having them subject to the latest woke ideology or trans ideology. They have been fighting. They've been launching lawsuits, Hamilton added of leftists. When I was in the White House last year, they were launching lawsuits every single day. Since I've returned to America First Legal, they've certainly continued to launch lawsuits just about every single day. The America First Legal president went on note that the left doesn't do what conservatives do, which is to kind of lay back and say, oh, well, we got enough votes on the Supreme Court, so we should be good. No, they're just like water in a wall. It finds every crack, Hamilton continued. They will find every single thing to exploit, whether it's the federal government, state government, a local government, anything that they possibly can do. They are committed to using lawfare to seek and destroy their opponents. So unless conservatives are prepared to fight back and defend themselves against this onslaught, what we have seen in the past is prologue, is nothing compared to what we will see if and when they obtain power in the future, he added. Hamilton further pointed out, politics is like a big pendulum sometimes, and we know at some point in time, they will likely seize power. Whether they deserve it or not, they will seize power again and they will be prepared to use it. Marlow then asked if AI is going to supercharge lawfare, to which Hamilton replied, it absolutely is. I mean, you think about the capabilities, the factual and kind of technical capabilities of what they're going to be able to do if the wrong AI models are allowed to succeed and to develop, he added. Hamilton continued, if you ask a question of any engine that's out there, any AI platform, and you ask something like, is Stephen Miller a good person or does Stephen Miller advocate for good policies? The answer that comes back from that thing, loaded with links to false, inflammatory information will really quickly enable lawyers and advocates to take action. And whether it has merit or it doesn't, they will take action and they will try to wear every single one of their targets down through attrition. There's about 20 different ways that we could imagine AI going incorrectly and being able to be used to exacerbate and to enhance lawfare to a level that we've never seen before, the America First Legal president said. What every person at home needs to understand is that it is going to come, he added. They are going to try to destroy their opponents. And they are going to try to use every single tool that they possibly can in existence and what we can even imagine what will be coming over the next few months, next year, next 2 years. To that, Hamilton asked, so what are we going to do about it, as conservatives? What are you and I going to do about it to make sure that we are able to raise our children, our grandchildren in a country that is great and truly capable of doing the kinds of things and producing the type of environment that we all know we deserve? He added. Elsewhere in the conversation, Hamilton suggested there should be some kind of federal legislation or framework that preempts attempts to oppress us and to crush using new tools that make it more efficient for them to do so. I think that is likely the intent of some people who are working out there, and certainly at the state and local level, and, of course, in the Democratic Party, he said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.